Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Eric bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there. It will help you with your small business. Whatever you got going on, you got a challenge, you got an opportunity, you're excited about something, you're frightened about something, you're a startup, you're growing, or you're trying to get rid of your business. We're all going to leave our business at some point in time. So it's going to happen sooner or later. Whatever you got happening in your small business world, we've got something you can read or listen to or watch there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Bev Flexington. Bev's a great member of our Brain Trust, the author of Make Your Shift. And she is a certified behavioral analyst. And she's helping us understand how to find and keep good people. And that's the kind of the angle that we're working on right now. Bev, thanks again for hanging out with us. One of the things that happens that doesn't happen enough, and you pointed out in your list here of things to do, is we don't always, especially if they're not salespeople, connect the compensation to the and the motivation, the financial motivation, to the behavior. What do you think?
This is another really big one, and when you talk about business leaders becoming CEOs, Jim, I feel like this is such an important piece to look at, which is first to figure out what are my business objectives? What do I really need this business to do this year in order to be able to grow and get that competitive edge and roll out whatever product, whatever it is? Then you have to look at how you're compensating people, and are you driving them to those same goals? And I'll see situations, forget salespeople, I'll see situations where a leader of a firm needs people to work in a team. But the way they're motivated is contrary to one another. Mm-hmm. One's motivated to, you know, cut costs, and the other is motivated to do whatever it takes to make the clients happy.
Right.
And so they're at odds. Really important.
This is where every employee needs to have an understanding of the overarching business goals of the company. Everybody has their own little piece of that, but everybody should really understand which highway are we headed down. We're going down this highway, not that highway. In terms of this is our overall strategy, and this is how we make our money, and this is how we'll all be compensated. What do you think?
I do think so, and it's just always so amazing to me how, you know, you'll literally have people somewhat pitted against one another because the goals aren't clear to everyone. Mm-hmm. There isn't an overarching goal that's been stated. So we're
That's when you get fiefdoms and silos and all of that, you know.
And it can happen in a company of five people, Jim.
Right. And you know what? That's the kind of thing that really people really notice. I wrote a piece about fiefdoms years ago, probably 10 years ago, more than 10 years ago, and that is one of the most requested pieces that I've ever written on fiefdoms. It's amazing how people gravitate to that, how they immediately see it, and they immediately know they don't want any of it. They know it's negative when you start putting up walls.
It is so true, and I think people really don't want to work in a situation where they're at odds with other people, but I do blame that a lot on the leader of the firm, mm-hmm. because why is it that people feel a need to be in combat and in their silos rather than we're all working together for some kind of common cause?
How do we fix this? Is cross-training a good idea, don't you think? letting them walk in each other's shoes a little bit during a week or a month? What do you think?
Well, you know what my fantasy is, Jim, is that the person who's running the company would actually go and do some of the jobs in the company to be able to see how it is that people are siloed or what kinds of things they're dealing with. But one of the things that I recommend, and that we've had great success with this, is getting people into a room from different groups and, you know, asking them overall what the question, what does success look like? What do you want this culture to be? How do you want to be working together? And then what are the obstacles you're dealing with? But then looking at how can we address those obstacles? You know, what can you do? What can I do? And sometimes just in that sharing experience, people start to have that aha, that, oh, it's not just me that's struggling with this, or this other team is also in a difficult situation. And they can start to look at that what they can control is how they work together. You know, they may not be able to control the variables out in the market or the competitive landscape or the funding the company's getting.
Right.
But they can control how they treat one another.
Well, and that's, and I guess that's what I was, that's an element of what I was saying when we talk about cross training. Either somebody goes in, you know, when you've got a really small business, maybe just, you know, less than 10 employees, you know, the meetings might not be as easy to have. But let somebody, you know, work in the other department for a while. If somebody's off today, let them go take that job and see that, you know, what it looks like coming from that direction.
Absolutely. And to be able, even if what you're doing is shadowing, you know, sometimes you may not have the capability to actually go do the job. But just even if you're shadowing or you're going and you're understanding what this job is, because I hear that a lot, too, where people will say, I don't even know what that other group does, or I don't know what that, you know, person's responsibilities are. So that sharing and that understanding is key.
Right. Beverly, I need your website again, please.
TheHumanBehaviorCoach.com.
All right. And then find your books there, all your books?
Books are all there.
Beverly D. Flaxington, ladies and gentlemen. Beverly, good job today.
You're a pleasure, Jim. I'm happy to be here.
Will you come back another day?
Of course, anytime you ask.
All you got to do is laugh at my jokes. You get invited back automatically.
Well, thanks. They're good jokes, Jim.
Thanks, Bev. I'll see you. We'll see you next time. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, having more fun than the law allows.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.